for something, whether it's attention.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Supporting Ukraine was the focus of a gathering of European and other leaders in London today, as CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer pledged about $2 billion to supply 5,000 air defense missiles for Kyiv, now in the fourth year of its war with Russia.
The UK is prepared to back this with boots on the ground and planes in the air. Together with others, Europe must do the heavy lifting.
Stormer said he, along with Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron, agreed to work on a peace plan to present to the U.S., which has discussed brokering a deal.
To succeed, this effort must have strong U.S. backing.
In North Carolina, crews are using controlled burns to slow the spread of fires there. In South Carolina, Doug Wood of the Forestry Commission describes fighting the big blaze near Myrtle Beach.
We have at least 10 bulldozers on this. We have two single-engine air tankers dropping water on this fire, and we also have two Black Hawk helicopters doing the same.
From Rome, CBS's Chris Lipse has a new update on how Pope Francis is doing.
The Pope's condition remains stable, the Vatican reported. After suffering from a lung spasm on Friday, he required 2 days of non-invasive mechanical ventilation, but not today. Only high-flow oxygen therapy. The Vatican also reported he does not have a fever. The prognosis remains guarded, meaning doctors cannot determine whether or not he will get better or worse.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is telling all Defense Department civilian employees today they must comply with the order from the Office of Personnel Management asking for a list of their accomplishments.
I am now directing each member of the department's civilian workforce, just civilian, to provide those five bullets on what they accomplished in their specific jobs last week.
The Academy Award show starts in an hour as CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez takes a look at the race for Best Actress.
A month ago, critics predicted Emilia Perez, Carla Sofia Gascon was on track to become the first openly transgender actress to pick up the prize. But that was before she was shunned for unearthed racist tweets that called out the Oscars themselves. Enter another acting newcomer.
15 cash up front.
Deal.
Honora's 25-year-old Mikey Madison for her role as a stripper. And speaking of nudity,
there's been a slight misuse of the substance.
62-year-old Demi Moore's been hoovering up first-time precursor awards. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Brazil's Fernanda Torres is also nominated in the Best Actress category for I'm Still Here. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 16. Chance of rain on Monday, mostly cloudy. 47 are high. Chance of rain Monday night with a low near 34. Rain is likely on Tuesday. Highs in the mid-40s. Rain and snow mix on Tuesday night.
Currently 33 degrees.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, the show that puts the L-Y into fly. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I am not talking about those little winged insects that bug you all summer long. No, today we're talking about the act of soaring through the air, with a couple of exceptions, of course. So as long as you don't mind if we bend the rules just a little bit, join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're Learning to Fly. And before that, we opened up the show today with a rare instrumental from the Beatles. That was Flying, and actually, I wish they'd done a bit more of that. It's a really good tune. Let's turn back the clock now. Go back to the 1950s, when rock and roll was just starting to find its groove. Before that, one of the main influences of rock and roll was something called the Jump Blues, which was basically swing groups that were really small. Louis Jordan, of course, was one of the most famous, but there were a bunch of what were called blues shouters traveling the land at that time, including this next one. Here he is with the standard Flip, Flop, and Fly, Big Joe Turner.
When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Well, the blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Now love me, baby, to the feeling hits my head like wine. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Well, she's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. Now flip, flop and fly. I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop and fly. I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Oh my.
If I ever see that girl again, I'm gonna tell her that I love her. were like that before. Every day I miss her more. Monday was the day we met. Tuesday I was flying. If I ever see that girl again, I'm gonna tell her that I love her. If I ever see that girl again, there'll never be another, I know. Monday was the day we met. Friday caught me crying. When I find that girl again, I know it.
One of the most haunting sounds in showbiz. That was Chris Isaak with Flying. And before that, Pearl Jam with Given to Fly. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music here, everyone. When we come back, we have got a big hit song from the former drummer of Nirvana, went on to form his own band. Unfortunately, the video for this song has not aged well at all. In fact, it's quite offensive. But we don't have to watch it. We're just listening to some great music when we come back to WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715- 935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is where I score. Wise up to my tricks. Color in my face and yell extremist.
Colors fly away from you. Lost in ballad wandering. Angels violin never fly. Darkness that is shattered by the dawn.
Colors Fly Away by The Teardrop Explodes, one of my favorite band names of all time. They were part of the Paisley Underground scene that lasted for a little while back in the early 80s. And before that, we started off this set with Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. Let's turn now to another band that made their bones in the 1980s. They're primarily known in the U.S. for one single song. It was a big hit, it was part of a big soundtrack and a big movie, but they were a much, much bigger and better band than just that one song. So let's prove it here. Another song that spells the word color incorrectly. Here's Colorfly and Catherine Wheel by Simple Minds.
Yeah, you know the beauty of the world. tried so hard to stand as I stumbled and fell to the ground. So hard to laugh as I fumbled and reached for the love I found.
Flying Saucer, that was a song whose lyrics were written originally by the great Woody Guthrie. He never put them to a tune. Later on, that music was added by Billy Bragg in collaboration with Wilco for their record Mermaid Avenue 2. And before that, we heard Buffalo Springfield from their second and second to last album, Buffalo Springfield Again, with Expecting to Fly. Stay with us, everyone, when we come back to Seth Faces the Music. We have a funk soul group. Very talented, had a great lead singer. Eventually that lead singer left, and sadly that kind of brought the group down. But they'll be at the height of their powers when we come back here on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's President Zelensky met today with European and other leaders in London, where he heard calls for a united support of his country.
With warm embraces and handshakes, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's reception at a European summit in London was a world apart from his meeting Friday in the Oval Office.
CBS's Christian Benavides. In North and South Carolina, evacuees are returning to the homes they fled because of wildfires this weekend. The big fire in Horry County, South Carolina, is now 30% contained.
I think that we're going to be safe, and I also think that the house is going to be safe because I trust in our fire department that they'll keep our homes and people safe.
In Los Angeles, they'll start handing out the Oscars within the hour.
Clothing,
following with 10 nominations each, Wicked and The Brutalist were both nominated for Best Picture, and Ariana Grande got her first nomination in a supporting role.
CBS's Vladimir Duthier. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 16. Chance of rain on Monday, mostly cloudy. 47 are high. Chance of rain Monday night with a low near 34. Rain is likely on Tuesday. Highs in the mid-40s. Rain and snow mix on Tuesday night.
It's 30 at our studios.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're headed to vote in New Hampshire's traditional March town meetings and need to register, bring proof of citizenship documents with you or you won't be able to vote. 20 other states have similar legislation pending. New Hampshire's HB 1569 eliminated sworn citizenship affidavits, subject to fines or imprisonment for lying, as evidence of citizenship. It now accepts only a birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. There is no evidence of any widespread non-citizen voting in the state, and the law was immediately challenged in federal district court as unconstitutional and an unreasonable burden. President Donald Trump's recent unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting generated a rush to tighten proof of citizenship legislation around the country. Voting Rights Lab is tracking 35 proof of citizenship bills in 20 states, many based on model legislation pushed by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell and her Only Citizens Vote coalition. Just this month, proof of citizenship bills were advanced in Wyoming and Missouri. 18 other states are considering bills adding proof of citizenship requirements, and the pending SAVE Act in Congress would require it for federal elections. A 2024 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to their citizenship documents. We have links to the Voting Rights Lab tracker and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
out like a tiny child. She talked ahead of and the land lies wild. Tossed and turned on a teardrop sea. And all those dark clouds who were following me, and they fly. She pointed up into the sky. And you can't trust them if you try. And they fly. Baby left as she lost her breath. Hastens off to some unknown death. Trapped inside her painted eyes. Takes herself into a new sunrise. And they fly. She pointed up into the sky. And you can't trust them if you try.
My favorite band from Australia, that was The Church with Fly from their album Seance. And before that, we opened up this set with The Commodores and Flying High. Let's continue on here with a couple of other songs named simply Fly. Now, they really couldn't be any more different in terms of genre, tempo, lyrical content, but they're both really very cool songs. We're going to start off here with Nick Drake from his album Brighter Later. Here's Fly.
Please give me second grace. Please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun, and the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for the fly.
we'll find a way to put some sweetness in your in every day. I really want to see you fly, touch the sky. I want to wrap your laughter with the river and give it back each time you go. Oh, pretty mama, I want to keep you happy. I bet you we can croon a tune that'll take the blues away. Say, pretty mama, see the pretty lily. Girl, it doesn't worry about its beauty or purity. You're like a pretty butterfly, kiss the sky. Whatever you are after, you've been given. I'm thinking it's no wonder why that pretty mama, you're bound to be happy. Gone in the envy. Well, when you sing, sing a pretty prayer with your visions and dreams clear. You've been cocooned and scared, and now it's time to spread your wings. We're dancing like a kite string, and let me see you fly.
Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The Save Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The stars are in their seats as the Oscars show gets underway after a busy time out on the red carpet.
The 97th Oscars are getting underway in Hollywood. The weather is perfect, and the stars have hit the red carpet outside of the Dolby Theater. Ariana Grande looking ethereal in a soft pink and champagne tulle dress. Her Wicked co-star Cynthia Erivo also stunning in a dark green velvet gown. Lupita Nyong'o in a fitted white dress with pearl embellishment. And for the men, Timothy Chalamet turning a lot of heads on the red carpet in a full butter yellow ensemble. The Oscars, hosted tonight by Conan O'Brien, Heather Jordan for CBS News Los Angeles.
At a meeting with European and other leaders in London today, Ukraine's President Zelensky said he believes he can salvage his relationship with President Trump after tensions between them flared up in the Oval Office Friday. This as Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer rallied support for Ukraine.
We've agreed that the UK...